Chapter 3. Julia wandered aimlessly through Castle Dar, waiting for the men to return from the funeral. It was half castle, half house, and it had piled up over the centuries around a square Norman tower. The tower's broken-toothed crenellations still crowned the rest, poking up in the midst of sloping roofs and mismatched gables. Julia knew every inch of the place, and before Grandfather's death, she would have said she loved it. But now she walked through the rooms as if she were a stranger, and the house a ruin. It felt like a ruin without Grandfather's voice filling it, without his long strides eating up the hallways as he charged from one end of the castle to the other. There used to be a thrumming energy here, a thrill in the air. But with every day that passed since Grandfather's death, it grew less. Castle Dar was Aemon's now, silent and unwelcoming. Julia hugged her arms around her ribs, noticing how dark the house was, how crumbling. The portraits that lined the hallways seemed to have receded further into black, greasy obscurity since last she looked at them, with Grandfather by her side. They didn't recognize her, these painted ancestors. Even the one of her young father, Grandfather's son. She stood and looked up at him now. The portrait had been completed the month before he went to Scotland, where he had met and married Julia's mother in a whirlwind romance. He'd stayed there with his bride until she was brought to bed of a daughter, and then the three of them had set out for the south. A carriage accident in the borderlands had taken her parents' lives. Little Julia survived. Grandfather had never even met his daughter-in-law, and suddenly he was rushing north to bury her and to take her baby girl back south. Julia had no image of her mother, only a couple of trinkets that had been hers. But she used to love this portrait of her father. Now his eyes seemed as distant and as cold as any of the others. They all stared over her head, looking past her. They were looking for the Earl. Looking for Aemon. The house wasn't entirely Aemon's yet, however. Grandfather's collection of stones still cluttered every available surface. Julia picked one up from a windowsill as she passed. It had been his habit to return from journeys with his greatcoat pockets full of them.